Welcome back to another episode of the Coco Love Podcast. I am your host, Khadijah Amari, and this segment is a behind the biz segment. This is for May 2023. As I told you in yesterday's episode, it is June right now. Like, it is June 15th, and I am behind on recording the May episode, okay? Don't shoot me. Don't kill me. Like, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. And I actually think I just remembered something that I probably figured out in April, but I forgot to mention it in the last episode. So I also, as you may, can't, maybe or maybe can't see, is my initial thought process for the behind the biz. See, that's difficult. That's part of how I was going to explain it. So initially, when I talked about behind the biz, I had this idea that it was going to be its own podcast, and the podcast was going to be exclusive, and people would be able to like subscribe to like my email list in order to gain access to that podcast. So like, in like, the only people who would have had access to it would be people who were subscribe to my text message list. That was the idea that I had. But then, number one, I was creating, there's an episode somewhere, let me see if I can find it real quick, where I had this conversation with a good friend of mine, and she was like, you know, everything doesn't have to be its own thing. Like, you can get things done, you can create the bigger thing, this great idea of the things, but every individual idea, it does not need to be its own separate, you know, brand and all of this, right? That was episode 27 when I go into talking about that. It doesn't have to be its own thing. And so that, especially right now when I'm starting out, like, that's going to be a lot to manage. Sort of spreading myself thin, if you will. And so one of the decisions that I came to was, okay, well, what would it look like if I just add the behind the biz idea into the Coco Love Podcast? So that's giving me more episodes within the Coco Love Podcast. The Coco Love Podcast is about, you know, it's about building your courage, your confidence, and self-love. And it's also a lifestyle choice. And for me, behind the biz, it is shedding light on the fact that I struggle too. And I still have to exercise courage, confidence, and self-love while I am building this brand, while I am an entrepreneur. And I think that it humanizes me. I think that, and I'm saying humanizes me because, you know, the people who weren't following me on this journey, you know, back in 2019, back in 2020, back in 2021, people who didn't know me then, who weren't following me on Instagram, who weren't following me on, you know, Pinterest, Twitter, wherever it is that you are happen to be following me right now on social media. If you didn't know me back then and you just found out about me now and you're listening to my podcast now and you may or may not be thinking to yourself, well, this girl has got the things going on. Look, let me tell you, it might look like I got all the things going on, but she be struggling. And I have things that I need to think through as an entrepreneur. And so for me, behind the biz is a way to humanize me. It is a way for me to share and talk about the things that go on in the business and the decisions that need to be made in a way that is allowing me to grow my courage, confidence, and self-love. So I'm having to, I'm really, my whole goal with this segment is to be more vulnerable, be transparent about the things that are happening in the business. And what led to me creating this idea was this place and space of, I just don't really get to see that type of stuff from other entrepreneurs, from other business owners. And maybe that's strategic. Maybe they just never thought of sharing those things. But I personally know that I kind of want to create that conversation just in case there are people who are listening to this podcast who are aspiring to be an entrepreneur, right? This can also be a resource for them. You know, you're going to have to build your courage, confidence, and self-love in the area of entrepreneurship. As you can tell throughout the life of this podcast, there's so many different areas and so many different ways that you can go about strengthening your courage, your confidence, and your self-love. I'm just putting that on display. That's kind of, I guess, how I view this podcast. I am putting on display the variety of different types of ways that you can become the person that you desire to become. But what it will entail is it's going to require you to test your courage, to test your confidence, to build your self-love. Because if you do not build it and you rely on other people to build you up, to encourage you, to speak life into you and all of these things, to support you, honey, you're going to be waiting. Because everybody don't have all of that energy to give. You have to be able to give it to yourself at some point. And so this is me not only pouring back into myself and giving myself it's kind of like an auditory journal, if you will. It's an auditory journal about my business. And over time, you know, there's going to be all of these episodes of Behind the Biz, right? Of the Behind the Biz segment. And I, in particular, will be able to look back, let's say 5 years from now, I'll be able to look back and listen to the 2023 episodes of Behind the Biz, and I will be able to see just how far I have come, because I do not believe I will be in the exact same place that I will be in what is that? What's 5 years from now? Oh my gosh, 2023. Ooh, math. 2028. I will not be in the same predicament. I will not be in the same, you know, talking about the same types of things. I won't be in the same place in my business. I won't be making the same type of money. My money that will be incoming into the business will have more zeros on it. You know, I will be in a different space. And so in a way, this is like an auditory journal that I am allowing everyone to listen in on. I am documenting my process auditorily. I don't know if that's a word, but it is a word today. So I see how Behind the Biz is going to be really, really dope. And I hope that you grow from it and learn from it in the same way that I am documenting it. And I look forward to celebrating my wins currently, annually, down the line, sporadically, randomly. I look forward to that. And I hope that you get the things from these segments as well. Okay, so let's get into what I was doing last month in May. Okay, oh man, May. Ooh, if you could see this content calendar, like, you know what? I'm probably gonna post like screenshots of this on my social media page just so y'all can see. So, when I tell y'all, I went hard. So I told you that my goal for April was to grow. I wanted to grow my fan base, followership. I wanted to grow, you know, publicizing what I'm doing, what I believe in at Coco Love. And so that was the goal, again, for May. Growth via Flicks, audio rooms, photo and video posts. Also, if you don't know what I'm talking about when I say Flicks, audio rooms, and things like that, if you swing over to the Fanbase app, you will quickly sort of learn the things that I'm talking about. Just go to fanbase.app even. That will give you some more information. Okay. And follow it, by the way. Follow me. Follow the Coco Love Lifestyle page. Follow. Give a follow. Give a share, you know. Give a, you know, tap the subscribe button. You know what I mean? Okay, so my content calendar for May was crazy. Like, it was so crazy that I didn't even get to finish, like, writing all the things. Like, did I do them? Did I not do them? I know I got burnt out, I believe, towards the end there. Because it was a lot. I was doing a lot. I didn't, like, I was just, I
just was like passionate about what it is that, you know, this newfound focus that I have, this, and I just want to grow. And y'all, okay, what was the most I did in one day? Let me see. That's 5. That's 4. Okay, the most that I did in one day was, looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I made 6 posts in one day one time. That is a lot. That is a lot. Y'all, I came up with audio rooms. So let me look back at April. Nope, actually, I launched the Lo-Fi Vibes audio room for the first time in April. That was April 24th was the first day I did that room. I had the idea and I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna do it. So I did that. April 22nd and April 24th. So I did it on a Saturday and then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna make this a Monday vibe to bring people in with the good vibes on a Monday morning. And then I continued it after that. So at first I was like, ooh, it's gonna be called Lo-Fi Vibes. And then I freaked out and I have a pattern. I am learning that I have a pattern of having a really dope, or an idea that I believe is really dope, and I have a really dope name for it. And then I execute and then I freak out and I'm like, this name is not a good name. Like, nobody understands. Like, what was I thinking? I should probably make it more understandable, blah, 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 blah. I should change something about it to make it be or ignite what others kind of might need it to be or ignite to make sense. And so I changed it to Instrumentals to Focus and Relax. And then I was kind of tired of saying all of those words. I was just like, okay, that's kind of like a lot. So I'm just going to change it back to Lo-Fi Vibes. And I'll just explain why it's called Lo-Fi Vibes every time. Like, that's fine. And I can also educate my audience. I could, you know, advertise that I have this room and invite people to join this room on Monday mornings. And so that's what I did. And so to explain to you guys, what the heck is Lo-Fi Vibes? What is Instrumentals to Focus and Relax? So it's essentially this idea that comes from the fact that I have enjoyed instrumental type music for quite some time. Like, when I was younger, I was in the band. And so I've always had this portion of myself that really enjoys music. I used to sing when I was younger. I used to sing a lot, actually. And there's just something about music. Music with no vocals, just music, just the adoration of music all on its own. You know, a piano, a saxophone, a clarinet, a trumpet, a flute, whatever the instruments are, the baritone, the trombone. Music. Music is beautiful. The harp. All these instruments, the triangle, the xylophone, music is just violin. Ooh, the violin. Man, the cello. Oh my gosh. The cello is probably my favorite instrument to hear people play. Ooh, the cello be doing something to me. Ooh, the cello. Okay, y'all, she is having a moment, clearly. Okay, let me explain this. So, I have a connection to music. Like, me just being able to hear beautifully written works of art that are performed by musical instruments, to not including the vocal musical instrument. I'm here for it. I love it. It does something to me. And so, what I realized was, I many times will strategically listen to musical beats and lo-fi things to help me relax. And I was trying to figure out, essentially, if you haven't noticed, something that I try to do is I try to share different ways that people can do self-care
that are not necessarily the conventional thought process of self-care. So, you know, people think when they think self-care, they a lot of times they immediately go to, oh, I'm gonna get my nails done, or I'm gonna get my hair done, or I'm gonna go get a massage, or I'm gonna go visit somebody's spa and get a hot stone massage or something like that. Well, I am all about, you know, there is unlimited amounts of ways that you can execute self-care. Why? Because it is all about you. If you are a person who absolutely does not care to go and pay to get their hair done, who does not care to have their nails looking flashy, shiny, who just, like, we all care about very different things. There are very different things that make our heart smile. Why? Because it's my heart. For you, it's because it's your heart. My heart is not your heart. Your heart is not my heart. So what works for you may not work for me. What works for me may not work for you. Okay, so that's my core belief. That is something that I believe is true for every last person in this world. And therefore, I believe your self-care routine should cater to you, what you need, what makes your heart smile. Okay, that is how and why self-care should be self-centered. It should be selfish and it should be self-centered. Self-centered being what I just explained. Selfish being you got to be relentless in blocking off your time, period. No, can't nobody come with me because I'm doing this by myself. I am blocking off the time, ain't doing no work for nobody, not my boss, not my mama, not nobody. This right here, this 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour time block, this is mine. Mine. Is mine. You gotta be relentless about your self-care time, okay? So that's what I mean when I say it's gotta be self-centered and it's gotta be selfish. Now, for me, something that helps me is the instrumentals. I listen to lo-fi music, and I had stumbled upon a couple of different music producers of lo-fi type beats, and I was here for it. They're both black men. One is called Noxy. I still to this day don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Maybe I can go and try to look up some interviews or something that he does. But y'all, his stuff is amazing. Like, oof, Vibes Don't Lie. Oh my goodness, Vibes Don't Lie is where it's at, honey. That song right there, let me tell you. If you're not following on fan base, follow me on fan base. If you want to attend the Lo-Fi Vibes audio room, follow on fan base, pop in on a Monday morning from 8 to 10. That's where I've recently changed the time to 8 to 10. Also, just remember, I'm saying this in June, so it's December when you're listening to this. I may have changed it again, or I may be taking a break from hosting that room because it's the holiday and I'm taking a break. But just know, in 2023, I was doing the Lo-Fi Vibes room from 8 to 10 on Mondays. And we'll figure out what the new game plan is going to be for 2024. I don't know why I couldn't think of that quick enough. Okay. So, but if you want to listen to Noxy music, you just type in, hold on, let me make sure I'm saying it right. I believe on Instagram, his handle is e.noxz. e.noxz. Boom. That's his name on Instagram. That's his handle. e.noxz. Oh, my goodness. His videos, his music. Ooh, it's just so good. Oh my gosh. It is just so good. Oh, he got a new beat tape. Oh, I got to go get it. She just went to the profile right now. And me likes. Okay. Enox. Oh, Knox. Oh, he got the phonetic spelling of his name in his name of the bio thingy situation. So now I know exactly how to say it. It's called Knox. So his name is Enoch. Got it. Knox. Cool. So, yeah. That man, ooh, he can make some beats, honey. He be killing the beats.
Okay. So, yeah, my favorite song from him thus far is Vibes Don't Lie. I don't feel like it's ever going to change. I just don't feel like any other song that he makes is going to be better than that song, because that song is just like, ooh, it's so good. So that's how I feel. But, okay, so, yeah. Check him out. The other person to check out is, let me go find his profile. Let me see. YH. Yep. Okay, so his handle on Instagram is YHunterMusic. Y as in the letter Y, Hunter, full word, music, full word. YHunterMusic. Okay, that's his name on the Instagrams. His music is fire too. In his little tagline, he'd be like, that's Hunter. Okay, so yeah. So y'all can check out both of those guys. They're both black men and they are both fire with making the beats that they make. And I'm here for it. Okay, so go check them out. But I was also in a space and time where I had stumbled upon their music on Instagram and I went and downloaded their CDs from I bought their albums from the iTunes store, and I was listening to it and I had this idea to like, what if I was to share this with other people? Like, what if I were to create a space where people are introduced to lo-fi music as a way of calming down? And because I know it helps me. It helps me focus. It helps me relax. And I just wanted to share that. So that's one of the things that I did in May. Another thing that happened in May, I took a really long time to explain that. I apologize, but I was really passionate and I'm sure you could tell that. So another thing that happened in May was I noticed that I hadn't met my goals. Like, I was doing all this posting content and all of this stuff. I had been doing that since what, March, where I started this whole new thing of like, okay, I'm going to push Coca Love. That's what I'm going to do. Well, I was just posting content. I wasn't like marketing any of my offerings or anything like that. I wasn't being strategic by way of making sure that people know that I have an offer and inviting them to join that offer. And I wanted to change that. I said, oh no, how am I supposed to meet my goal of, I don't know if I told y'all this in one of the episodes, but I had a goal of earning $1,000 in revenue this year. That was the first layer of the goal. My second layer of the goal was to earn $5,000 in revenue or in income this year through the Coca Love brand. I had that goal. I set that goal in January. I was like, okay, she got to make some money this year. Like, you can't just be continuing to pay for the website, pay for all these things, pay for the email account, pay for all these things that it takes to help run a business. All these different subscriptions, my Canva account, Canva Pro. Like, it costs money. This is not a for-profit business if you ain't making no profit. Like, and you're not gonna just instantly make the profit out of the blue, out of nowhere. You have to build that skill set. You have to build the ability to sell yourself, to sell the products, to invite people to come to the offers so that they can have the opportunity to even pay you the thing that's going to allow you to hit your for-profit revenue goals. So I came to this realization that, oh snap, I am still just posting content as if I'm just a willy-nilly content creator. No, that is not what my goal was here. My goal was to launch a business. Right. So I noticed this and I wanted to shift things into a better outcome. And if you've been following me for a while, then you know that I am all about me some Audrea Richmond. She has taught me so much about marketing, in particular about how to be uncloned in my marketing. And I went to work. I said,
What am I doing? Why am I sitting on the ideas? I need to do a launch activity. I need to do a launch event. And so I planned and I strategized and I said, okay, I think I'm going to do a journaling challenge. Child, let me tell you, I had all types of like, what's it called? Not sticky feet. Is it called wet feet, wet toes, whatever it is, cold feet. That's what it's called. I had all types of cold feet. Okay. And I eventually told myself, you know what? Just make a decision. It don't have to be perfect. Just execute the idea. This is the first time you're going to be, it's going to be a little scary. Like you need to just do it. Child, y'all, I hosted a 7-day journaling challenge the first full week of June. So I'll tell you more about what happened during that in tomorrow's episode, in the June episode of Behind the Biz. But I did it. Like, I planned it. I thought it through. And I did it. And I learned from it. It didn't execute perfectly now. Absolutely did not. I tell you that part. But I learned from it. I learned things about myself. I learned things about the people who were following me, the people who joined. I learned from that launch event. And I ended up pitching my offer. I invited people into my offer. That was the first time I mentioned publicly that what my offer was, what the things were that was going to be in it. And I invited people to send me a DM to tell me, hey, I want in. I want to do this. I want to be a part of that. I did that. I did that in June. I really still can't believe that I did that, but I did that. So I'll talk more about that in tomorrow's episode. But in May, I realized I was not on track for meeting my revenue goals. I was not on track. And I deduced that I was not on track because you ain't been marketing yourself strategically. You have not launched anything. You have not done a launch activity or a launch event or used the launch style. How are you going to expect to get the money if you're not doing the things? So that's what I did. I launched. I planned a launch in May, and I'm just letting you know I executed it in June, and it went well. Yeah, those were the things that I did in May. I'll recap real quick because I have my little notes right here. I noticed in May of 2023, I noticed that I haven't met my goals. I started shifting and planning a journaling challenge because I noticed that I haven't met my goals. And then I also consciously decided to not procrastinate due to perfection. Like, I decided not to procrastinate for the sake of perfection. Like, I wanted it to be perfect, but I was like, no, we're not going to let this whole perfection stuff hold us back. We moving forward regardless. It don't have to be perfect. Those were the things that those were my hurdles for May of 2023. And boy, were they some good hurdles. It was good. It was good. It was like a shift was happening. It was a shift that was happening. So I am proud of the progress that I have made, even in just this short amount of time, you know, going from in January, I believe in January, I was still all like gung-ho, 27 the rose. And now for me to be so like knee-deep into Coco Love and like I'm launching activities, I'm pitching, like, it's nice. It's nice. I'm proud of myself. So thank you again for listening to this episode of the Coco Love Podcast. It was a Behind the Biz segment. I really hope you're enjoying this whole like, what do I call series, maybe? Because it kind of probably is sounding like a series since I'm releasing all the Behind the Biz episodes back to back to back to back to back, similar to the legacy episodes that I released earlier this year. I'm glad that you're here. I hope that you're, again, gaining whatever it is that you need to gain out of listening to all these episodes, whether it's just learning a little bit more about me, learning how I've been running my business, learning how I actually have been growing my business, like what was the formula, what did I do along the way to get me to be the success that you're seeing me have right now? And honey, it's been a journey. It has been a journey, okay? Building this business, building this brand is a journey. And that's going to be the same thing that it's going to take for you to build your self-care routine. Your self-care is a journey. It's a lifelong journey. For as long as you're alive, that's how long you need to do self-care. Okay. So I won't hold y'all any longer. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.